I regret getting the vaccine, even though I'm a 52-year-old woman, because I don't think I needed it. I think I would have been fine. I got COVID many times, and it was well past when the vaccine was doing what it was supposed to be doing. And then for the first time, I tested positive for an autoimmune issue at my annual physical. And I went to the best rheumatologist in New York, and I asked her, do you think this could have to do with the fact that I got the damn booster and then got COVID within 3 weeks? And she said, yes. Yes, I wasn't the only one she'd seen that with.
Tell us a little bit about the study that just came out of Sweden that is just so alarming.
The news is buzzing out of Lund University, Malmo, Sweden. Marcus Alden is the first author. The first demonstration in a human hepatic or liver cell line that the Pfizer vaccine, in fact, reverse transcribes and installs DNA into the human genome.
There's a report from a joint report from the government of the UK and Germany about transhumanism. Mm-hmm. And as you know, this is one of the agendas of the World Economic Forum. That's not hidden. It's not a conspiracy. Transhumanism. And they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, kind of opening that space ethically and otherwise. So that's part of the push for why these particular products is it relates to that transhumanism agenda.
And you see, the difference of this forced industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, you know, I think with enough, with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You could turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA sequence.
I think we will see a lot of advancements with mRNA. And the good thing, after the success of COVID, it is that right now we have a substantial wave of companies, biotechs and big pharmas, that are working on mRNA, a lot. And they are working on multiple applications of mRNA. So I think the first things that I'm hopeful to see it is other vaccines other than COVID, a flu vaccine with mRNA, a shingles vaccine with mRNA, other vaccines with mRNA.
Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale.
Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.